Welcome to the $100 Heiress, the only podcast that shares with you the raw and uncut journey of what it really takes to go from rags to riches. Prepare to learn how to transform your dream into your reality through hard work and tips that you won't receive anywhere else. So let's get into today's show.
Hello, Heiress. How are y'all doing? It's just a Saturday night and I am washing my mother in my clothes. And I said, let me make use of this time while I'm waiting for the clothes to make a podcast. Because after all, it's been, 3 weeks? The last podcast, I talked about how Anchor cut my sponsorship after I started to make money. And I said I wasn't going to let it deter me from doing what I love, and that is speaking to you guys and trying to educate you as well as educate myself at the same time, learn how to have, you know, financial freedom and get out of debt. But I lied. I was bitter. Yes, I was. But I'm okay now. And I have something to discuss with you guys about. Now, I'm 47. The majority of my friends are over the age of 40. People in my network are majority over the age of 40. And I'm a pre-K teacher. Well, I'm an assistant, pre-K assistant teacher. And I was told that I cannot take a lead position because I don't have a bachelor's degree. Now, every time the lead teacher's not there, they ask me to fill in. A lot of times, I will do things the lead does, even when she's there, and so have you. But I cannot get that title, which means I cannot get that pay without a bachelor's degree. So the director of my school said, you are so talented and gifted. We've had parents recommend you for the lead teacher position. We've had other teachers recommend you for the lead teacher position. Why don't you just go back to school? Just go back to school, Miss T. That's what they call me. Get your bachelor's degree. Well, my Heiress, is it worth it? Is it worth it going back to school in your 40s? Statistics say that people with bachelor's degrees earn 84% more income in the course of their career than those with just high school diplomas. And I believe that. But here's the thing. If you're already in your 40s, you don't have another 40 or 50 years to collect on that, do you? It's the course of your career that you'll get 84% more. So, and even if you get a loan, a grant, or, you know, it's not going to cover your whole education to go back to school. So that means you're going to tack on more debt. Do we really, really want more debt in our 40s, especially late 40s like me? For what? What's the payoff? So I can make an extra $2 an hour? Because I asked. I said, how much more money will I make as a lead teacher? She said, around $2 more an hour. $2 more an hour, Heiress? No. No, no, no. That to me is not worth it. Yes, I love teaching. I've always loved teaching. I love childcare. And I definitely made double what I make now as a teacher when I was a professional nanny. But you know the story. I burned out. And I don't want to do something just for the paycheck, because I think that's dangerous to do things just for a paycheck. Your patience is thin. And I don't think you should have thin patience when it comes, you know, taking care of children, taking care of anyone. You shouldn't have a thin patience, okay? And it's a tough job at that. So you definitely should want to be there. You should love to be there. And I love teaching. I don't want to go, I just don't want to be in people's home taking care of their children 10 hours a day. I don't want to do that. Babysitting is different. Love babysitting. I go in, I go out. You know, I have fun. I'm there just mainly for the fun for 4 hours and feed them, and we have a little party, and we watch a movie, and we have play dates, and then they go to sleep, and then I go home, make my money, go home. And that as well is very profitable. Babysitting is very profitable. And it's just very sad that teaching, which is harder than both those things, we get less money. Do you know the average daycare or pre-K teacher makes $26,000 a year? Let me ask you, could you live off of $26,000 a year? It's very sad. It's very, very sad. So I did some research, and because I told my mom the other day, I said, this isn't going to cut it. I love it. I love my job, but this isn't going to cut it, you know? And I've been trying to do the writing thing. Okay, let me take that back. Let me be honest. I haven't been really dedicating my time to writing and blogging because I'm so freaking tired from my job. You know, like, it's a lot of energy taking care of children, teaching children. It's a lot of energy. So, but I do still blog, and I'm doing this podcast now, and I have a new YouTube channel, and it's called Tales, T-A-L-E-S, of T, T-E-E. Please check me out and subscribe. So I'm trying other avenues to bring an income, you know, a little income here and there. But I did research on how to switch my whole career. How to do it. And as I was doing my research, I found some things that were quite interesting that you, over 40 crowd, might want to hear if you're thinking about switching your career. So some of the top jobs to switch when you're in your 40s that you don't have to go back to get a college degree: personal trainer was top of the list. Anything to do with personal training, weight loss management, life coaching, nutritionist, all that was like one in two, no matter what survey I went on, what statistics I pulled up. That was some of the top things for switching careers in your 40s. And they said that people will listen to someone over the age of 40 about getting in shape and about their life and about their health before they listen to someone in their 20s. And it makes sense to me, right? Definitely makes sense to me. You're in shape and you're fit and you're healthy and you're 45. Of course, I'm going to give you more kudos than someone 21, because who isn't really in shape and looking great at 21, you know? So they said you can even make up to six figures as a personal trainer. And I think that is like amazing. I know I've lost a lot of weight in my 40s, and I'm really into the holistic medicines and healing and things like that. Nutrition. I recently became a vegan after years of vegetarian, pescatarian life. So I just thought that was really cool. Now, when you do those type of career switches, the personal training and nutritionist life coaching, you have to put yourself out there. So you need to be up to date on social media, because word of mouth is still your number one seller, guys. Okay. So you got to put yourself out there. You got to show the before and after pictures. You got to like network. My research shows switching careers in your 40s, networking is number one to success for job and career switching in your 40s. That means you got to be on social media, or either you got to have a lot of friends personally, but yes, networking to build your business. But think about it. Personal trainer can make up to $100 in a 2-hour session. $100. Do you know it takes me, I have to work more than a day to bring home $100 in teaching for an 8-hour work day. Isn't that sad? Wait, am I correct? Wait. Yes. To bring it home, to bring home $100. I can make it with taxes, but to bring home, I have to work more than a day in a teaching career. And you can make that personal training in 2 hours. So that's a choice you might want to, if you have that niche. Now look, you can't be 400 pounds and then saying you're going to switch your career to be a personal trainer. You know, I mean, come on, you got to look the part now. So that's a choice. Another thing I saw was web designer, web programmer. So if that's something that you're really into and you love being at that laptop, that computer, and you're very creative, you got to be creative on top of being tech savvy, web designer, web programmer. Another thing I saw was dental assistant, you know, dental assistant. So if you got some nice teeth and that's something that intrigues you. Now, dental assistant, I saw I believe it said like $17 an hour. And I don't really think that's a lot of money. $17 an hour to be making in your 40s. But that was on there. $17 something an hour for a dental assistant. Another thing was, oh my goodness, what was the, I just forgot what it was. It was, what do you call it? Program manager. Is it called a program manager? I believe it's program manager. Like that you're over the departments, like the heads, which I don't know how you could do that without a bachelor's degree, but that was on there. A program manager. Or maybe they're talking about people who've been in companies already, and then you just take some classes or courses to become the manager of that department. I don't know. Another thing was construction. They can make pretty good money. And I believe it was one more that was on that was very popular, but I cannot remember what it was. Oh, real estate, investor or real estate agent. So if you're good at talking and yakking and you can sell anything, look into that if that's something that intrigues you. Personally, my heirs, I think you cannot be truly successful as far as financial freedom successful, because success is, that's an individual thing. What your definition of success is different than my definition of success. But I truly believe you cannot be financially free unless you work for yourself. So out of all these things I mentioned, there's more, you know, all over the internet, you know, do your research, but take this and see how you can do it as an entrepreneur, you know, build. So let's take, for instance, the personal trainer, the life coach, the nutritionist. Instead of going to a gym or a weight loss clinic or a hospital and get on their staff doing those things, build your own business. Control your own paycheck. That is how you're going to really make some money, even in your 40s. Well, it's never too late to earn a degree anyway, but I'm just saying, make sure it's worth it. A degree at our age, you really need to take a piece of paper and put the pros and cons. We don't want to get into debt. And if you're only going to make $2, $3 extra an hour, if you're only going to make $5 extra an hour to me, let's work for ourselves. Let's work for ourselves. So that's what I'm working on, getting a plan. I have the plan in my head, so I just need to get it together. I do need a piece of quote unquote paper that I'm working on. So getting additional training is different than a degree. You can get additional training for under $1,000 to make yourself more valuable, and then you can build on that to have your own business. So that's what I'm working on right now. But yes, I just thought that was interesting, you know, when my director said that, and a lot of people, because I posted it on my Facebook, a lot of people are like, well, that doesn't make sense. You have so much experience. I mean, I've been in childcare for like 20 years between nannying, home childcare, teaching. It's been about 20 years. And they're like, that should outweigh degrees. Well, for the Georgia pre-K system, because this is state funded, so you have to have state guidelines, you need a bachelor's degree. So I can't fault the system. A school's not going to lose their accreditation and quality care because they want to hire someone without the credentials. So I can't fault them for that. So whereas a lot of jobs let the degree slide, if you have as much experience as I do, there's some things you can't, you know, you can't. So, but I'm not salty at all, because it's not the kind of money I want to make anyway. I want to make more, and I need to make more for the life I want to live, my remaining years on this earth and the remaining years of my mom's life on this earth, the lives I want for us. I need to make more money, and I am definitely determined and focused. I never really lost focus. You know, we all get tired sometimes. I mean, life is tired, especially now in 2020. Oh my goodness, do we get tired? But it doesn't mean that we've given up and we've lost focus. We just need a break. So I hope this information helped you, especially my over 40 crowd. You can always drop me a line, and I will catch you next time on $100 Heiress. Ta-ta.